And party we will here in studio with the great Dave O'Brien of the Chronicle Telegram on our local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Andy Bulbarch saddled up alongside my tag team partner, Matt Douglas. You have us until 6:35 tonight. And we mentioned that Dave O'Brien is here as a part of the action as well, as he is every single Tuesday at 3:40. Dave's appearance is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. It's a hot time in jewelry right now. Make sure you stop by and you see Jim and Bob and the whole gang down at Vandermark Jewelers, right across from the hospital on Broad Street here in Elyria. It's a trusted name in jewelry, and trust me when I tell you, if you stop by, you'll see why.
You will. I got some watches done there the other day. Did very well.
Ah, very nice.
Yep.
So dare I say your timing was impeckable.
Hey-o.
See? Very good. I guess I need to watch what I see.
Hey-o.
Right, I'll stop.
All right.
Dave, how are you?
You're going to catch these hands, Bull.
That was good.
That was really good.
That was fantastic.
Well, I mean, I would assume that if you're a journalist, you have to be pretty darn good in the pun game, don't you?
I would think so. Yeah, they fly pretty fast and furious.
Sure.
We've had quite a few pun marathons.
Well, you
office.
Hit two on something I feel everyone was thinking as you were punting away over there, so it was tremendous.
The wheels were spinning, I could tell. I could tell. All right, Dave, a lot to get into this week, but we'll start out on some pretty light news, but some pretty good news as well. Chestnut Commons, that, of course, has been in the news for a wide variety of different reasons over the last couple of months, but anytime a new business comes to town, that's always a good thing, and it sounds like KFC is getting ready to set up shop right behind Panera.
A brand new KFC, right there off of 20, right behind Panera. Obviously, you know, there's some traffic concerns still, you know, and we've talked about that in the past. Some traffic concerns in the area. So we'll kind of see how they set up their entrance and exit over there, but it's right between the Panera, and there's also a storage facility right there as well. So technically in Eaton Township, it's like the extreme northwest corner of Eaton Township. But it's in the Eaton Elyria Jed. So the city will share in some of the proceeds of, taxes and things like that. They have broken ground. And the development company that purchased the 1 acre plot said there'll be 42 seats, and basically they hope to open in October. So as of early October, you will be able to get all your KFC goodness over there.
Wow! See, I didn't realize it was going to happen that quickly. So we're talking they're going to turn this around in 3 months.
That's what they're saying.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Barring any unforeseen consequences or problems or anything like that. So that's the timeline as it stands right now. Because it's in the township, they don't have to go through all the city planning processes and everything like that.
And seats 42 people. That's a decent sized dining room, for lack of a better term,
yeah,
right?
It should be a pretty decent size. Yeah, it's 2,200 square feet. Yeah,
not too shabby. I really hope they do some advertising with us, man, because whoever handles their marketing campaign, it's brilliant. I mean, you think about the Dirty
Chicken?
Dancing, I had the time of my life, when they merged the Mrs. Buttersworth and the Colonel together.
Chicken and waffles,
and he did the lip.
Right?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And, like, they played that Dirty Dancing song.
That was forever ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's brilliant.
Right.
I mean, it's a brilliant marketing play. It really is. I mean, that's just because I'm weird and I think about things differently, but, like, when that came together, I didn't go to KFC and buy the chicken and waffles, but I sat there and all. My wife looked at me like, what are you doing? I said, this is incredible. Did you see what they just did here? Like, I want to go get chicken and waffles right now based on the brilliance of that commercial.
And all the different colonels, too, that they've hired.
Yeah,
in
I like
the past
those.
Couple years. You know, everybody's there's a new colonel every time you turn on the TV.
I like the Norm MacDonald one, personally.
All right. I hear you're Norm MacDonald, but I raise you Rob Riggle.
All
legend.
Right.
Absolute
he wasn't
legend.
Bad.
Oh, he's Rob. Everything Rob Riggle touches turns to gold. As a matter of fact, I think they painted his face gold.
I think he was the golden colonel, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah. He was the golden one. Yeah. But, and you know, they do so many interesting things, too. Like, are you interested in the Cheetos chicken sandwich that they have?
Nope.
That's a hard pass for me. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Cheetos are not my. And no offense to anybody who likes Cheetos. Love what you love, but I'm not a Cheetos guy. I don't think
anyone's turning off their radio station because you just announced you don't like Cheetos.
I have to be honest. I have to be honest. I'm just not a Cheetos guy. Man. People can eat Cheetos all they want. They do every once in a while. There's a hit, and I'll try one. Like it'll be something new, like not even a jalapeno, but they had like cinnamon twist ones or something. Ooh. Like that. That weren't all that bad.
Really?
Sometimes the special products that are a limited time, I'll give it a chance. But I'm just at you. Fewer Cheetos for me, more Cheetos for all the other people out there in
That's
Radio
good.
Land.
Yeah, my kids love them. I don't mind them. You got to catch me at the right time though. I either enjoy them or I could do without them.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting news. That a new business is coming to the area. It's great stuff. And, you know, one of the things I think you detailed in the article was that they loved the location. It's a high-traffic area, and it makes all the sense in the world. If you're going to bring a business to town, that seems like a prime spot to put it.
Absolutely. And I think we had talked also in the past about that's one of the last places in Elyria that you can really expand. I mean, there's some, you know, if you go to the northwest corner of the city, you know, there's still a decent number, kind of farmland and some open land out there. A lot of it's spoken for, so there's not going to be much future development out there unless it gets sold. But this is one of those places where you do have, that whole corridor right there. On the eastern edge of the city, you still have a good amount of property where you can expand. And this is 1 acre. You know, I think the development company paid about $600,000 for the property. You know, you figure, you know, another million to put the business in. It's another place for people to go for lunch. Another place for people, you know, if they're going over to, you know, to for a doctor's appointment or going over to the BMV or, you know, just to stop over there and get some food. You know, it's just one other option. You know, and I know, I try to diversify, but a lot of what I eat ends up being, you know, fast food. I think some of the folks in some of the fast food restaurants around here know me by name. So
that's all right. You're a regular customer, right? You're the norm on Cheers, right, at some of these establishments.
I spend my money locally, Bull. My money locally.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, another story that I think a lot of people certainly will enjoy because it's got some uplifting spirit to it. Operation Open Heart. They had an event with Lorain County Law Enforcement. Sounds like everybody came away happy, and there was even a potato sack race involved.
Yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of games. You know, these are children who are involved in Lorain County Children's Services, if you will, who, for one reason or another, might not have all the benefits that children, you know, otherwise might get. So Operation Open Heart, it's been around for 57 years. I think it was the early 60s that it started out. And Sergeant Bob Brown from Lorain PD was good to fill me in on what was going on with that. And it was started by a highway patrol trooper who grew up in an orphanage. And he said, look, you know, I literally want to open my heart to these kids because I look at what I've become. You know, they can become exactly the same thing. They can have all these things. So it was really great. Shear therapy up on Cooper Foster Park Road. Free haircuts. Soul on Fire pizza, which will be opening. I think they're going to open actual brick and mortar business in Amherst. Had some wood-fired pizza out there. Games for the kids. You know, bottles of water, and the kids got to run around and have fun and hang out with some of the children and the volunteers as well. A lot of Lorain police officers, Highway Patrol troopers, Lorain County Sheriff's Office, Erie County Sheriff's Office. A lot of cops, firefighters, EMTs were all out there. And then they've been riding around the past couple of days in the cruisers with the lights and sirens going. And I've seen some people comment online, hey, why was this whole line of cop cars? It's like, well, you know, and then they said, oh, but there were kids in the passenger seat. And it's like, yeah. And they're all, you know, waving their arms around and, you know, and hitting the sirens and beeping at people. And it was really neat. And they got to go to Altitude Trampoline Park here in Elyria. They're going to do Cedar Point and putt-putt and movies, and they've done swimming, and and Sergeant Brown said you know, we like, you know, to start off kind of in our uniforms, but then we're just the guys who take them swimming, you know, and we're out there in our trunks and we're swimming around with them. And it's really nice, you know, to see a real nice positive, you know, positive story. And I'm all about that too. You know, we cover the news and we cover a lot of bad things, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff going on out there. But this is one of those things. It's like this doesn't take, you know, it takes a heck of a lot of effort on behalf of the organizers or whatever, but to get the word out doesn't take a heck of a lot of effort, you know, for me to go out, take notes, talk to people. So I'm happy to put that out there. And there were a lot of really, really happy volunteers, happy kids who were screaming thank yous. And it was just really nice. It was a nice way to end the day yesterday. It was to do a nice happy story like that.
To stick with this for another moment here, too, I'd like your biggest takeaway from the kids, because I think it's especially important, you know, given the current political landscape, that, you know, I think kids find out cops aren't evil. And I think that certainly works both ways, because right now there's an image that's out there that really is pretty divisive. But then you see things like this and you think to yourself, that's really cool. That's fantastic. So what was your biggest takeaway from the reaction from the kids?
You know, well, it's building rapport. You know, a lot of times, and I've known this from personal experience, a lot of times you see the first time you might meet a police officer is on the worst day of your life, you know. And I've had a lot of officers, talk to me about that and say, look, you know, we see people at really awful times in their lives when they're upset or they've been a victim of a crime or whatever. And Sergeant Brown said it too. He said, you know, this is building rapport. You know, he said I've run into, you know, out there, you know, young men and women who have been through this process. And you get to meet them and you get to know them, and if they can say, oh, hey, Bob, you know, there was another officer out there who was doing something. A couple of kids ran up to him, called him by his first name. And it's like, okay, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, in my small town in New Jersey, I knew a lot of the cops by their first names because, I mean, their kids went to school with me, you know, or I knew them from church, or I just knew them from around or whatever. So I could say, oh, hey, you know, George, Gary, whoever, you know, I think that's important. It's like, a lot of these guys live in the same area, maybe not in the same neighborhood. You know, they don't see what these kids see. And there's a lot, you know, that's been talked about trauma and about things that you see and about, you know, if you see shootings and if you see drugs and if you see violence and stuff like that, that can affect you from a really young age to the point where you might get wrapped up in that down the line. The more that we can get to kind of, you know, and I'm not trying to put some sort of dreamscape out there, you know, the perfect world, but in a perfect world, the more you can get to know people who you might see down the line and say, I have a personal relationship with that person, you know, the more you might think twice about doing something, or the more you might be able to say, okay, now I'm safe. Now I feel better. Now I feel like, I can get on with things. I can move on with things. And that's a little, maybe a little pop psychology, but I think it's really neat that, you know, these kids can run up and go, hey, you know, hey, Mike, hey, Dave, hey, Andy, hey, Matt, like, you know, I'm in trouble, or hey, I just wanted to thank you, you know, even that much, you know, shake a hand and say when I'm, you know, I want to grow up to be like you, or you encouraged me to stay in school, or you did something nice for me one day, so I'm going to pay it forward, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, that's, you know, I think that's really, that was my biggest takeaway.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many police cities and the police officers around here, that's why they have the coffee with cops. You know, that's why so many city police departments have these coffee with cops gatherings, so they can get there and be on a first-name basis with a lot of the citizens as well. You know, the whole when I grew up, I want to be like you thing, Matt Douglas hears that on every single remote that we go on.
People hear that guy, they
hear him saying the news, and they say, I want to be that guy when I grow up.
It's really awkward when it's adult men, too. But, you know, it is what it is.
Somehow, some way, it all comes together and it works. All right, my man, let's get into our scanner stories for the week. You promised us that you had a really good one when you walked through the doors. So what kinds of scanner gold do you have for us this week?
I have a real doozy for you. Dateline North Olmsted, disturbance at the Great Northern Mall, Macy's parking lot. Report of a female in her 50s, wearing a light pink dress, a diaper, a baby bottle in her hand, and sucking on a pacifier, crawling around in the parking lot and on the grass.
How did I miss that? Yeah. I live right down the road from there.
I don't know. I don't know how you missed that. That was from Sunday about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow, that should have been bigger news. I feel.
That's interesting. Olmstead's just a little outside of our coverage area, but I know one of our intrepid photographer Andrew Dolph, who's usually on Sundays, had been out there. He'd have gotten you some photos.
I would have liked to have seen that. I'm surprised I wasn't driving by the area myself.
Sunday at 4, you said, correct?
3:49 p.m. sharp.
How adult? Was this like a bet somebody? I feel like that sounds like a bet somebody took. They're like, hey, you lost. You got to wear an adult diaper and pretend to be a baby in front of them all.
And I'm not. And again, it's the Cheetos, thing. I'm not going to shame anybody for doing, as long as you're not committing a crime, Go. You be you.
That's just what I was about to ask. Can the police really do anything about that? I mean,
I don't see where there's a crime there.
As long as
they're
not doing.
I don't think the Ohio Revised Code has anything to say about infantilism.
No, infantilism.
I really.
Is that what that's called?
I don't know.
It should be if it's not.
I like it.
It should be.
Know.
Well done, Dave O'Brien.
Sorry, I used a $15 word there. But
copyright that, Dave. Yeah. Copyright that so you can use it, man. You should get the royalties from that.
I'm not going to shame if again, you be you. I mean, some
Agreed.
People are really big into Harry Potter. Some people like to dress up like adult babies. I'm not going to. Who am I to say?
Agreed.
Sometimes the heat doesn't necessarily bring out the best in us. Let's just say that. That happens.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
Let's leave it right there.
Dave, the pleasure is all ours, my friend. As always, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much again. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here in studio on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and say hello to Jim and Bob and the whole gang down at Vandermark Jewelers. Matt Douglas was there last week, got his watch checked out. You want to get your watch looked at? Take it on down there. They'll do the best they can to fix it, and they do it with an affordable price and terrific service. Jewelry, watches, take them down there. They'll get it all fixed for you. And again, they do it with terrific service and a reasonable price. You got to go to Vandermark Jewelers. If you have any questions about Vandermark Jewelers, stop by and see me. I'll tell you how great it is. I've been there several times. All right, break time here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back after this here on AM 930 WEOL.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
As pay TV providers keep bumping up prices, I want to give you some fantastic news. The ability for you to watch video content for free is skyrocketing right now. The Roku channel, Pluto, is another source that lets you watch for free. Cheddar, Tubi, T-U-B-I. If you don't want to pay for TV but want wide variety and choice, it's available now.
Noon to 3 on AM 930 WEOL.
Kinetic Internet by Windstream is speed redefined. So now you can enjoy internet that's faster, more reliable, and has enough bandwidth for everyone. With speeds up to 100 megabits per second, the entire household can surf, stream, game, and download on multiple devices at the same time. Plus, it's unlimited with no data caps. Kinetic Internet, it's the future of fast. Order Kinetic Internet by Windstream at windstream.com/Elyria. Service terms and conditions apply.
Bulls. High on weather on AM 930. Let's rip it up. Overnight, starlight with a low near 57. Sunshine Wednesday, high of 77.